Hi, I'm Aviva Feiner, and welcome to Torah Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. Today we will be studying Sefer Tehillim, Perek Yud Beis Yud Bet, 12th Perek of Tehillim, and it is lovely to be back with you. As we're meeting David HaMelech in this Perek, we have already discussed in a previous Perek how he is recounting of the biggest challenges of his life was the time running from Shaul HaMelech. And in this Perek, he is going to discuss the value of the human word and the value of the word in contrast to the value of the word of Hashem. And he opens with the following, La Menatzeach al Hashminis. This is a song to the Menatzeach, to the conductor, al Hashminis on the eighth, the Shminis, which we're going to explain in a moment. Mizmor le David, this is David's song. David's song is a song about the Shminit, the eighth. And Rav Hirsch tells us that this song to the Shminit first appears in earlier in Vav of Tehillim, and in both chapters they are discussing the futility of the truth of man. They are the only chapters that we have Shminis in. This is based, this understanding of Shminis. Rashi tells us the Shminit is the kinor shel shmona nimin. This is an eight-stranded harp. An eight-stranded harp, the Gemara in Erechim tells us, deals with the eighth string or the eighth note that the harp that will be played in the Beis HaMikdash, the one that we are waiting for, will be played on. And this is a harp that is obviously me'al hateva. Right now we have seven notes in nature. The eighth note is one that is attributed to Achris Hayamim, the time which is a time that we cannot even fathom. And he is saying that he gives his song, when it comes to him talking to the value of humanity versus the value of God, he's singing to the Shminit, he's singing to the Me'al HaTeva, he's singing to the power that is beyond nature, beyond this world, he's singing to the power that humanity cannot fathom, and he's confident in that power, that power is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's every day, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the power of the Shminit even now. He is Me'al Teva, he is beyond and above all. But we wait to hear that eighth note, and how glorious that will be. Here is David's song to the Shminit. Hoshia Hashem, help Hashem, ki gamar chasid, because there's no more faithful people. Why? Ki pasu emunim ibnei adam. Because those who are faithful, Argon Rashi says, "Hakol meshakrim b'yumaraglim." Everybody talks about me. Everybody lies about me, and they tell on me. Like we said last week, that Doege Adoni is actually going to rat on David, so to speak, and tell Shaul that he was hosted by Nov Irakonim. And what do I do? Says Rashi, "Anochi mechabeh sham umagidem l'shal halo David mistateri manu." I hide, and they say, "David's with us." What's going on? Nobody is faithful. This is what David HaMelech is crying about, that they're totally missing the altruistic, the caring people, Rav Hirsch says. I've lost trustworthiness in people. Gimel, shav yidabru. They are speaking shav. They are speaking lies, nothing. Shvua lashav means lying for nothing, a lie. This is how people speak one to their friend. Svat chalakos. They are speaking with a speech that is chalak, that is smooth. Belev valev yedaveru, and they are speaking with both sides of their heart. They're speaking double-hearted. They're speaking with both sides of their mouths, as we say colloquially. But I want to look more specifically at the two middle words. Svat chalakos. They have smooth lips. In wintertime, we all hope to have smooth lips. What is smooth lips? And Rav Hirsch says something fascinating. He says the word chalak, and Rav Hirsch often deals with the roots and the understanding of the shorish of a word, is chelek, which is portions. And he says that that something that is chalak is a completed division that is smooth. There is no jagged edge, so that there are parts, but everything is so clearly smoothed over that you can't even tell there are different parts. It's completely smoothed out. But he says, but if something is smooth, nothing can cleave to it. It's unsubstantiated. That's shav. It's nothingness. They speak chalak. They speak words that have no substance. They speak words that have no personality, if we'd like to say also. Belev, belev. They fester hatred. They maybe speak one way with one side, with their mouth, and are different in their heart. And this is so opposed to what speech is supposed to be. David HaMelech cries out in Dalet, Yachreis Hashem kol sifzei halakos. Cut off all those people with those kinds of lips. Says Rav Hirsch, David is crying. There is no greater really contrast to the moral set up by God's rule, who gave us a ruach mamala, a beautiful speaking spirit, to the misuse of the word. That is the ultimate of moral depravity, says Rav Hirsch, to quote him directly, evil and falsehood swathed in a cloth of goodness and truth. Hashem should cut off the lips of these people who medaberes gedolos. They act like they're speaking great things, things of arrogance. They are arrogant. They think they're speaking of great things, but really, they're just speaking nothing. That's okay. Asher Amru, what do they say? Lil Shonenu Nagbir, to our tongues literally, but Rashi says, Bil Shonenu, with our tongues, Nagbir, we will be strong. We will be giborim with our tongues. We will be able to conquer the world and change the world, and we know that Shlomo HaMelech tells us, Maves b'chayim b'yad ha-lashon. Death and life are in, that's Mishlei, in the hands of the tongue. They say, L'shoneinu nagbir. Itanu, with us, with our tongues. Mi adon lanu. Who can be our masters if we can speak? The freedom that is given to a person who can speak, right? If we want to take away somebody's freedom, what do? We muffle their voices. We let them not talk. Then they can't prove their opinion. What shows us that a child is growing in their independence and in their intelligence? When they start to speak, Lil Shonenu Nagbir Svasenu Itanu Miyadon Lanu. Who can be our master? Who can be our master? Malbim says, what does this mean? What does this mean? We're telling us that there are people who really feel. When it comes to how they treat others, when it comes to how they treat themselves, Mi Adon Lanu. Who's my master? I can do whatever I want. I can do whatever I want. In fact, what can I do? Says David in Pasuk Vav, Mishod Aniyim. From the Shod, here we translate Shod, the groans, Rashi tells us, Michamas Shod Aniyim, Hanish Dadim Al Yedchem. From the cries of the poor people who are, you are robbing. Shad here in this context was referring to cries that come from robbery. Says David HaMelech, Aniva Anshei V'Kohani Nov, it was me and my men and the Kohanim of Nov. You plundered us. Michanas Ankas Avionim Yomar Hashem Atakum LeEzrechem. He says, Atakum Yomar Hashem Ashis B'Yesha Yafiach Lach. I'm going to give you help. I promise you. Yafiach, Yafiach, says Rashi, is speaking, but the other interpretation that he brings from the Medrash says this is milashon hafach, which is a snare, but it's a certain speech. It's a speech that is confident, that I'm with you. And that Hashem says, I will be with these people. The Malbim says, what does it mean that they are making the poor people cry? The Malbim says, the Evion has nothing for you. The poor person has nothing for you to steal. But you make his life miserable and you don't even help him. Rav Hirsch says, the misuse of speech will bring us to such a corrupt society that everyone else will eke out his livelihood and existence by depriving others. What a sad reality, and we see it so often in so many businesses and industries in our world today. That it's the ankas evyonim, it is the cries of the poor people who are being abused and being stepped on and plundered. David HaMelech says, Ata akum yomar Hashem. Hashem says, getting up. Hashem says, get up. I will get up. Ashis b'yesha. I will reach out to you with salvation. Yafiach lach. We said yafiach is a snare, according to Rashi. It's a confirmation like a snare, but Rav Hirsch says beautiful that yafiach is also from the lashon of ayipach, the app of nishmas chayim, that Hashem breathes, that this promise of Hashem breathes force. He affirms it even now. Even now, we do see that sometimes Hashem, he does pull out the underdog and save him and help him. And he says, yes, Hashem, you will do that, says David HaMelech. I'm confident in that reality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And here, Zion, we have a more famous pasuk, at least to me, from Tehillim. Amros Hashem, Amaros Saharos. Let's contrast this broken, corrupt word of man with the word of God. Amros Hashem, Amros Tahoros, says Rashi, Hein Sheish Cholos B'Yada L'Kaimam, because Hashem can keep His word. Aval Amaros B'nei Adam, people, Einam Amaros Shehim Mesim V'B'Yadam L'Kaim B'Yadam L'Kaim. People die before they can keep their word. This is why we're supposed to pay back any money that we ever owed or ever promised as fast as possible. Rashi also says, Tahoros, they're Bruros, they're clear. Umis Kaimos, Kol Mashem Avtiach Oseh, V'Harei Hivtichani, David says, Yeshua Umalchus, Hashem promised me, I'm going to be a king. That's Hashem's promise, and I believe in it. How does David describe the promise of Hashem? Kesef Tzoruf Ba'alil. It is silver that has been heated up or purged in a crucible. An alil is a crucible. The crucible is a ceramic or metal instrument that melts or smelts gold and silver together, that heats it to a tremendous height. Ba'alil, la'aretz mezukak shivasayim. It's an earthen crucible. Mezukak shivasayim, it is refined sevenfold. Rashi tells us, what does this mean, kesef saraf? And I always love, again, and I used it and I pointed it out in the last parak, when Rashi shows his expertise in every aspect of the world that he knows sitting at his little desk in France. And he says, Ba'alil. The word of Hashem is Ba'alil. It is Milashon HaMishnah Shebeinu Nira Ba'alil, Ben Shalindol Nira Ba'alil. It is something that is revealed, that is always there. But another thing he wants to explain is that alil is also a expression of elevation, that this is the best silver in the world. It is elevated. And another explanation, he says, alil is the crucible, which is in gold and silver, is smelted. But then he begins to talk about the mortar and the pestle, and he says that he's not sure if it could really be a crucible or not, but Rashi knows how silver is crushed and how grain is crushed in a pestle, or an ali is a mortar. It's amazing, Rashi's knowledge. But his conclusion basically is, based on the Targum Yonasan, he says that the words of Hashem are like silver. Why are the words of Hashem like silver? They are refined. Ki amroso kesef tzaref me'adon ha'aretz. Why? Why are Hashem or it's perfect? Shehu Hashem, Shehu Tzaraf, Vizikekosam. Hashem is the one who actually created words, and He put them in this world. So Hashem's words are perfect. Amaros Hashem, Amaros Taharos. Says the Malbim, the world embellishes its stories with all kinds of lies and trumps up and pretties it. Every word of the Torah, be it Nikla, Vine'elam, Hi Tehora, every word of Hashem's Torah is beautiful, and they are pure, and they are genuine, and that is the perfection of the silver. It has no dross. Says Rav Hirsch, history is full of dross. It is full of dirty, the dirtiness that covers the silver. And we know that events will unfold, says Rav Hirsch, when Hashem's word can be revealed completely. it's clear and it's silver. Pasuk Ches, Ata Hashem, Hashem says, David HaMelech says, Hashem, watch them. Tishmereim, watch your words. Titzrenu midor zula olam. Guard your words or guard these plundered needy people. Guard them, says Rashi, the poor needy people who are running away, who are being spoken badly about. Says Rashi, and I need to read it inside because it's so beautiful. He quotes Seder Rabbi Yeshua in the name of Rav Levi, that these are the children of the in the days of David. Shalotamu tamchet, hayodim lidroshas haTorah, they knew the whole Torah, they never sinned. B'mem tespanim, in 49 ways. L'chol tzad v'zehu shivasayim, this is 7 times 7. V'hayod David mispala aleim, and he would daven for them. Ribono shalom, re'e kama taraschav amrasa brurim, zukos shivasayim b'libam. Look how clearly sevenfold they know your Torah in their hearts. Hata Hashem tishmereim shmorosam b'libam. Watch the Torah that it says in their hearts. Titzrenu min hador hazeh. They shouldn't learn from these people of this generation. Shelo yilmadu midarkeim liyos del torim. They shouldn't learn to be balei lashon hara from the people of their generation. Watch them. Watch them. Take care of them. Because in Pasuk Tes, Savim Rishayim, because the Rishos is around them. They roam. They're saviv misviva mihalachun. They're walking around them. Karum zulos ben livnei adam. Litzmon mokshim lachshileni. They have, Rashi says, baseness and exalted. Karum, what's krum we say in modern Yiddishism. What's krum, what's base, zulos livnei adam is so exalted among men and they use it. Why? Saviv risham salachim. They want to make me fall. They want to make me fall. And that's what he says happened to me, Mikin Asim, because they're jealous of me. They don't want me to become great, so they talk badly about me. And the world around us, as Rashi, extols the person who is Zolel, who talks badly about others. But no, please Hashem, protect them. Radak says they want to cause bad to the tzaddikim. Says the Malbim, Hashem can only be the only one who can keep the goodness and keep the pure core in a morally corrupt world and preserve it. And hopefully we are the pure core of this world that is corrupt, is us, Klal Yisrael. And we know, Rav Huttner tells us, that just like the Aron, the Ark that was in the Beis HaMikdash, was hidden by the Kohanim before the Babylonians destroyed the Mikdash, in the catacombs that David HaMelech or Shlomo HaMelech had already prepared underneath the Mikdash. And they never found the Aron, not even Professor Wendell Jones and the Raiders of the Lost Ark. And that represents the inner core of Klal Yisrael that they will never dirty. And in Meretz Hashem, we will stay that pure core. And like we quoted from Rav Hirsch earlier, that there will come a time when that pure, beautiful word of Hashem will be revealed completely. We should see it. B'mheira v'yameinu. Thank you so much for joining me and for joining me to study together. Le'ilui Nishmas, Esther Malka Bas Tzvi Yosef.